You deserve forgiveness. I think there's always special emphasis placed on forgiving others, but we seldom talk about forgiving ourselves and asking others for forgiveness. Think about what others have done to us, but we never think of one, how we offend others, and two, how we offend ourselves. So for this next installment of the You Deserve series, we're going to be talking about forgiveness. Now, we always hear this. We always hear forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for you. And we have to ask ourselves what that really means. How does forgiveness free us when it involves another person? And how does forgiveness free somebody else? I think we don't realize that forgiveness is essentially the act of letting go. Of saying that I am no longer going to let this affect me, this memory affect me, because it is grudges essentially, that memory that plays over and over in our minds, and the hurt amplifies with time when it should be diminishing. And we don't allow ourselves the latitude to grieve, we don't allow ourselves the abundance to replace all the feelings that we're experiencing with positive things such as joy and peace and laughter. We allow hurtful memories and hurtful people to take up space in our minds when really and truly we might not be taking up much space in theirs. What forgiveness does is that it counters what a grudge does. As we continue to consume ourselves with hate and anger and unforgiveness, we are creating a habit, and we're creating a ritual where a particular sound, a particular name, a particular image triggers so much negativity in us, triggers so much negative energy that it consumes us and there is not enough space for anything else. Forgiveness allows us to regain our self-control when previously our control was in the hands of something that was external. And there is so much debate, especially in the spiritual realm of things, as to who deserves control over us. Should it be a higher being? Should it be ourselves? And I think the point is that we do not allow something that no longer matters to possess us, or to haunt our thoughts, or to haunt our memories. We cannot erase what happened, but we can stop it from affecting us. So how do we even begin the process of forgiveness, especially when certain bruises are so fresh and the faces which trigger hurt and pain might be in such close proximity to us? We might see them every day, we might see them every weekend, they might be family or a friend of a friend. It could be things that we cannot escape. How do we allow our lives to be joyful and happy when things that trigger joy and happiness are not around us? Which essentially boils down to the question, how do we let go? And I've always had an issue with letting go. And although I'm not the best at it as yet, I'm slowly beginning to understand that the Serenity Prayer is an excellent starting point for forgiveness. Actually, it's an excellent starting point for most anything. But for those of you who might not be aware, the Serenity Prayer goes something like this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And what forgiveness is helping us to do by way of the Serenity Prayer is to accept that we cannot change what someone did to us, but understanding that our reaction to those painful memories is something within our control. That is something that we could change going forward. And how do we do that? By changing our mindset towards the baseline of whatever caused us hurt and pain. Understanding the power of association. This is not to disassociate ourselves from everything, because that can also be a very dangerous thing. We don't run away from our problems, we face them head on and continue with our lives. But for everything that has hurt us, there is a baseline. I don't know how else to describe it, how else to explain it. There's like this underlying thread that bothers us. It might be disloyalty, it could be theft, it could be physical pain. before you can forgive for a series of events or an entire person, you have to understand why the action or words offended. For example, I think that infidelity is something that straight across the board we can say is an action that's very difficult to forgive, whether or not you stay with the person. And the baseline of infidelity is disloyalty. Trusting someone with your health, trusting someone to be monogamous with you if that was the case for your relationship, trusting someone to not lie to you. And I think facing the issue of human beings having choice and understanding that human beings will always have choice helps us to digest that disloyalty even better. Understanding that their decisions had nothing to do with you. I think there's this sense of, but I am, and you should have, and I am here, and you had no reason to. Understanding that we have no control over other people's choices and their decisions, and not making ourselves a part of that. Disassociating ourselves from other people's decisions really helps us to forgive them easier and say, you know what? You made your decision for you, and now I'm going to make a decision for me. It makes it so much easier not just to walk away from the toxic situation, but to also walk away from the memory. The pain will take time to get over and to heal, yes, but every time you see that person, you shouldn't want to throw bricks at them. Why? Because they made a decision for themselves and it had nothing to do with you. So that's just one example of finding the baseline in hurt and pain that you might still be holding a grudge over and how to forgive others. But what about forgiving ourselves for things that we have done, not just to others, but also to ourselves? There's this quote that has been going around for a while, hurt people, and that's definitely the truth. We only think it's okay to hurt others or to hurt ourselves, but we only give ourselves permission to do those sort of things when we ourselves are broken inside. And I definitely believe in mistakes. I believe that we're human, therefore nothing human is alien from us. And I think that's one reason why we should forgive ourselves and others, because grace is an important aspect of human life. If we were perfect, there would be no need for grace. But because we are imperfect, there needs to be something to counterbalance it. If we're going to talk about forgiving others, we also have to understand how to ask for forgiveness and how to receive forgiveness. After we've accepted the fact that we are imperfect beings and we will continue to make mistakes throughout the duration of our lives, it's also important to understand the why and to make sure that we don't repeat specific mistakes over and over again. The point of a mistake is not that it happens over and over again. Something that happens over and over again ceases to be a mistake. It's now intentional. How we deal with the lessons from the fallout of each mistake makes or breaks us as individuals. They should be building blocks towards us, extending grace and mercy to others and to ourselves. And I think it's important to treat forgiveness towards others and forgiveness to ourselves in the same way, because sometimes we aren't as kind to ourselves as we should be, and we treat others better than we treat ourselves. I know this is not the case for everyone, but it appears as if when we have more to lose, we put out more effort. And we aren't cognizant of the fact that we can also be lost. Our souls, our minds, our bodies are things that we should be just as afraid to lose as another human being. So how do we go about asking others for forgiveness? How do we go about asking ourselves for forgiveness? One, you need to understand what you did to hurt somebody else. It takes a lot of introspection and a lot of mulling over events. It also takes a lot of accountability to look someone straight in the eyes and say, I did XYZ to you. I am sorry. I take accountability. I choose not to harm you in that way again. And you say this expecting nothing. Now, when it comes to forgiving yourself, it might be a little bit different because you do not have someone to look at you could stand up in the mirror and recite this. But how do you forgive yourself when there isn't necessarily a response? There's no one on the receiving end.
Well, I think this all goes back to the art of letting go, understanding that there are just some things that you cannot go back in time and change. Some things that you're going to have to purpose in your heart not to repeat. Some things you're going to have to realize the reason why you did them in the first place and work on those things internally. But ultimately, it's the art of letting go. It's the art of saying, hey, I did this thing which hurt myself or which hurt somebody else, and I am never going to do it again. I understand why it happened and I let go. And that's a very difficult thing to do, especially if you always have reminders of the things that you did. It could be a place, it could be a person, it could just be the memory running through your mind all the time. But the ultimate lesson in forgiving yourself is understanding that you deserve forgiveness, understanding that you're worthy of forgiveness, that you do not have to suffer relentlessly with these thoughts, with these demons, with these ghosts of all the wrong things that you did in your past. And once you've come to terms with that, it makes it easier to find true forgiveness and to find true peace.